My name's Harrison Ross. If I've not met you, if you're a new sixth grader or you're new to this room, man, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so glad that you're here. I'm over all of our junior high stuff, so you'll see me frequently up here, and I have the privilege of getting to open God's Word consistently and let us learn together. And so we're coming off of summer. Who had an awesome summer this year? Yes! Whose summer is over? Womp, womp. Tomorrow for many of you. It's okay. Hey, who went to camp this summer? Yes! All right, hey, where are my pine covers at? Where are you guys? Some pine cove? Sky Ranch, anybody out there in the house? A little bit. T-Bar M? One. Kennecuck, are you guys out there? Wow. All right. Hey, how about any Dallas Experience crew? Are you guys here? Boom. So fun. Yeah, during the summer, a lot of you guys get to experience some cool things. And so when I was growing up, I also went to camp. I went to a camp way far away. I had to fly. So this is me coming back. And so you probably know that feeling when you come back from camp. You're just excited. You got stories to tell, mosquito bites to prove it. You're exhausted, but you don't want to leave. I would like bawl my eyes out to go to camp because I didn't want to leave my family. It's my cute little brother, my sweet mom, just giving me big kisses. And then I was like, get away from me. I want to go back to camp. It was awesome. This is me showing off the terrible crafts that I did when I was younger, but I loved them. They were like, this is my pride and joy. And then I think we finally burned them. But so getting new friends that are there, my brother, and then the family pic afterwards of coming home from camp and everybody gathering. And so you guys probably know this feeling when you come home and you're just on this energy that's just, you just want to go take the world. You're encouraged. You've had fun. You've met new friends. And it's awesome. And probably your camp was like my camp. We're on the last night or second to last night. Everyone would gather around. You're probably by a fire. Someone's playing an acoustic guitar. And you're just reminding yourself of the memories. Everybody's in tears. You're just like, I don't want to leave these people. These are my best friends. What's your name? You're my best friend. Like, everybody is loving this moment. And so at my camp, we'd have this huge bonfire, a lot bigger than this little fire pit we've got here. But what you could do is anybody who wanted to could come. You could grab a log off this thing, and you come up and say, hey, my name's Harrison. And you throw a log in the fire and just say, hey, here's what I learned this session at camp. Here's where I was encouraged. Here's what God's teaching me. Here's where I'm going to go back, and life's going to be different because of what God taught me here. And so things I promised. I'm going to read my Bible every day. And everyone's like, yeah, you are. I'm going to take my faith seriously. I'm going to really start to pray more. I'm going to stop sinning. I'm going to stop this specific sin that's been really hard for me. This year's going to be different. That's what I promised, like every year. So what'd you promise? All right, this year, my faith is going to be different. This year, I'm going to share my faith with other people. I'm going to surround myself with other godly friends. I'm going to stop eating Doritos because it's really bad for me, especially like 6 bags a day. Probably not the way to go. I'm going to really try to take my faith and make it my own. I'm going to stop sinning. I'm going to stop running with this crowd. I'm going to stop cussing. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to be third. Isn't that the Kennecuck thing? Yeah. I am third. Well, why don't you be second? There's a whole other ministry who's doing that. Just kidding. But like, we grab onto these taglines and we stand in front of this fire, and in this moment, we make this promise and we say, this is it. It's going to be different. So who's done it? I mean, if you went to Dallas Experience, you probably went to Dallas Experience at least 6 weeks ago. Maybe 8, 9, 10 weeks ago. And we all sat with each other, and I did it too, and we all sat there and we just said, this is what I'm going to do when I go home. We get busy. We get lazy. We get distracted. So what I want to ask you today is, are you going to live your life fueled by these experiences that you have all over the place with God? Or are you going to fuel your faith with the only thing that is going to sustain it and continue it and grow it. Today we're going to talk about the camp high. This idea that we just were living for experience to experience and these spiritual highs and these spiritual things that feel good and sound good, but we think that's going to sustain our faith. The first thing is we live fueled by the camp high. We think it seems that way. It's electric. It's exciting. Camp's awesome. But we think that that's going to fuel our faith. The first place we're going to go is Matthew 26. If you got your Bibles, open them up there. If you don't, we'll put them on the screen. You can pull them up on your phone. Matthew 26, 31 through 35. Let me tell you where we are here. Jesus is about to go to the cross. Jesus is hanging with his disciples. They've been together. It's like the end of camp, like a 3.5 year long camp session. And they're in the upper room and they're having this great meal and they're all excited. They've seen God do amazing things. Jesus has healed people. He's fed people from nothing. And they're just sitting together remembering these things. And Jesus says, man, it's over, and here's what's going to happen. And he says to him, you'll all fall away because of me this night. For it's written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I'm raised up, I'll go before you to Galilee. Peter answered him, though they all fall away because of you, Jesus, I'll never fall away. All right, Peter, I see you. So Jesus says, truly I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter grabs another log and says to him, even if I must die with you, I won't deny you. And they all say the same. And so most of us probably are like, Peter, come on, dude. Like, easy. Like, tone it down. Don't make that big of a promise. But what he does is he makes this promise that he can't keep, that he won't keep. Most of us know the story, and you continue on, and you see that just verses later, literally hours later, people come around and go, hey, did you hang with that Jesus guy? No, 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 I don't know what you're talking about. No, I think you knew him. You were with him. No. Denies him 3 times, just as Jesus says. And it's easy to point it out in other people, but what's crazy is the end of this verse says all the disciples said the same. Making empty promises that they won't keep, fueling off this camp high that we're going to take over the world. It's going to be different until the time comes. And are they ready? And so this summer, a lot of you guys who were yelling that we're at camp, at Dallas Experience, you were maybe on this amazing vacation or a mission trip, or you know, you're in the mountains at the beach, or maybe you just had time this summer and you had stillness with God. And it's awesome. Camp is amazing. Camp's not the problem. Camp is so fun. You should have great memories. You should be encouraged. You should feel like your faith has grown because you've been there. But that can't be the only place you grow. That's not meant to fuel your faith. That's meant to fan the flame. But a lot of us, we just go from camp to camp. From retreat to retreat. We were just waiting for D-Town to really feel encouraged. And guys, even some of us are guilty of just coming wake to wake. Wake is fun. I hope that you guys have fun this morning. I heard you laughing. I watched you getting excited. Church is a place that we want to have a ton of fun. We hope this is a place where you feel comfortable and want to come and be here. But this does not grow your faith if this is only the thing that you're doing. We can't just live fueled by the camp high. I want to call us to be fueled by Christ himself, and not just me, but I think the scriptures call us to that. Not spiritual experiences, not event to event to event, but relationship with Jesus. We studied Galatians this summer, Galatians 2:20. We all, if you were here this summer, you got to engage with it. And here's what it says. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live in the flesh. I now live in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. What we are fueled by, where the source of our faith is Jesus. He is the light, the life, the hope, the freedom. He's the fire. But so many of us are trying to make our own fire, make our own spiritual growth. Like, how ridiculous of me right now if I was like, hey guys, watch this. I can make fire like Dragon Ball Z. Like, I can't. I can't do it. If I tried to clap my hands enough like Peter Pan and just believe, come on, fire! Like, I can't produce it. The source is Jesus. He is the fire. And if you were at Sky Ranch with us at the retreat this last year, especially the guys, we had a time where we hung together and I challenged everybody. If they could make a fire in 10 minutes, I'd give them $100, I think it was. And everyone, all the Boy Scouts were like, oh, bro, you let me in that ring. I got it. And I said, all you can use is sticks. Like, what? Give me some matches. I said, no, just sticks. And so we had whole small groups of guys, like, sitting there. And they're just like, okay, come on. And they're going for like 10 minutes. They've got these sticks. They're trying to, like, take shoelaces and tie them on. And so we're timing it. We're down. We're like 30 seconds left. And these kids in the back are like, guys, I see smoke. And they're like, this is amazing. There's no fire. And why we did that is because so many of us are living our lives trying to work for God's approval, trying to work to make some sense of spiritual growth and spiritual life in us. We're not supposed to. He is the source. He is the fire. And wood is what fuels the fire. Wood is what continues to keep that flame going. But we can't make the flame ourselves. He is the source. He is the light. He in the light is the life. And when we live by this camp high, it's like these little flashes and exciting things that aren't meant to be sustainable. It's like fireworks. Are fireworks awesome?
Yeah.
Did you guys go see fireworks for 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yes. I love fireworks. But and fireworks encourage me and just go, man, America, it's great. It's awesome. But fireworks compared to a fire that's continually sustaining, bringing warmth, bringing light, bringing life and nourishment, it's very different. Jesus is the fire. He is the source. And what we have to do is we have to continue to feed that fire, feed that source of light and life inside of us so that the passion, the relationship with Christ continues. Not because if we don't keep up with it, then our relationship with Christ goes away. But we all know that a fire dies out. A fire, if it is not fueled, it will still have burning embers, but that flame is not there. And similarly, we have to continue to walk with Jesus in that way. There's a verse I want to show you. Psalm 42, 1-2. It says, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? That verse is always really challenging to me because, again, most of my life, I'm thirsting, I'm panting because I'm exhausted. I'm trying to keep up my own spiritual walk and my own relationship with Christ and trying to do all of these things and juggle them and go to enough K-Life events and Young Life events and church stuff and FCA Bible studies to think that that's going to help my faith with Christ grow. And it's helpful. But this speaks right to our heart and what Jesus wants for us. In verse 2, it says right there, my soul thirsts for God. We need him. We sang that this morning. Lord, I need you. Do we live our life in such a way where we are just longing to be with God? Because, guys, he is crazy about you. He loves you. He loves you so much. He came on earth to come hang with his people 2,000 years ago and then died for you. Because he knew that you couldn't rub enough sticks together to make fire for yourself. He knew that the only way was for him to allow you to be with God by him laying his life down. But so many of us, again, live our lives in a way where we just live that experience to experience and we throw a log on the fire. When you do that, if you've ever been camping, the flame gets bigger, right? There's fuel. And it feels good and it's warm. And most of us then kind of walk away. And we don't tend to that fire. We don't pay attention to it. And so what it does is it dwindles. And guys, what we get to do, like what's crazy, is there is a stack of firewood sitting there, ready. And next week we're going to talk more about it. But there, everything that you need is right there. God has given it to you so that you can fuel it. You don't have to go find your own fuel. You don't have to find all of these things to grow your spiritual life. God has given you everything you need, but we just go log to log, experience to experience, instead of continually being with the source of life and keeping it alive in our hearts so that we then can be a source of light and life and hope to others because of Christ in us, the Spirit of God in us. And so, guys, this year, we want to be committed to helping you know those tools. Not live in legalism to think you have to do these tools for you to grow, but to use those things so that your relationship with Jesus will flourish and grow and be thriving, that it will be passionate, so that you're ready to be used in the life of someone else, so that you're continually growing with Him. One of those things that we're going to do is we're going to do some stuff on Instagram, on More Wake, and we're going to throw stuff up there like this. This is an old one, but we're going to show how our leaders spend time with Jesus. We're going to call it Devote Daily, and I'll tell you some more about this next week. But this is sometimes how I spend my quiet time. I love to be outside. I got to be by a lake here. I love to have music, a cup of coffee, and a journal. And I love to sit and be still and be with God. Guys, this is a stack of firewood waiting for you to be fueled by Christ Himself. The people around you, the people in your small group, that is a stack of firewood as you are encouraged by them, reminded by them that God is good. We need each other. And there are so many other things that we're going to tell you about throughout this year. And so, guys, if you're here, maybe you've never been to camp and you don't really know what I'm talking about, but if you're here, I'm going to use that phrase of a camp high as don't just live off spiritual experiences. Live off a relationship with Jesus Christ, not by the camp high, but in Christ Himself. That's where our faith flourishes and grows. And so, guys, we're just here to be people who say, hey, God loves you and we love you. In any way that we can help you, we are in. We want to help you grow in your relationship with Christ. When Jesus left, He died, He rose again, He appeared to His disciples again. And right before He left in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, He didn't say, hey, go be good people. Go be moral. Go make sure you go to church every Sunday. Go and make sure that you check off the spiritual things that you do. Go make sure that you're just good Christian people going to good Christian events. He said, go make disciples. Continue in relationship with me and go tell others so that they can know Him too. Guys, we are not here to just babysit you and entertain you. We believe in you. We think that God believes in you. We think that God's not just here to bring you to camps and big events. God wants to send you out on mission every single week in your homes, in your schools, in your small groups. Because Jesus loves you and is crazy about this world. So let's go. Let's do it together. Let me pray and we'll roll out of here. Heavenly Father, thank you for these students. I thank you that they're here. I thank you that we're kicking off another semester, another year of diving into relationship with one another, diving into intimacy with you. Lord, will you help us not just live off what's comfortable going event to event, but will you allow us to encounter the living God through Jesus Christ and live in relationship with Him? Will you help us lean on our small groups? Will you give us the courage to get in a small group if we're not already? Will you help us gather here not to think that this is what fuels us, but this just reminds us that we're fueled by you. God, we love you. We thank you that you love us. And that we can go out and tell a hurting and broken world of the great love of Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.